Howdy and welcome to the Bonanza Boys. It's your host and commissioner, Manager Steele. And as always, I'm joined by my co-host, Manager Matt. We're here to break down that Week 19 action. How you doing?
Doing pretty well, Steele. Just coming in hot with the recording. I'm used to the little 3-2-1 from the intern, but I think he's called in sick today. So yeah, Week 19, we're slowly but surely catching up. We're getting there for all those eager beavers, all those eager listeners.
Yeah, the intern got fired after leaving his Mac charger in Fernie for a week, which really threw a wrench in our plans. It's me. I'm the intern. It's me. Anyways, why don't you take us into our first matchup here?
Sure. So first matchup of the week, it was between yours truly, Manager Steele, Team Nelly Spaghetti versus Manager Jeff and Team A Whole New World. Nailed and it. This was a 10-1 victory for Nelly Spaghetti. Goals were close, but shots just by one. But 10-1, you can't really call it close. Good goalie week for you. I guess kind of a tough loss for Jeff. But what are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, you know, an assist just by two as well. But when you do win that many categories, it doesn't quite matter there. The goalies were great, which was quite nice. And the boys came out firing. Manager Jeff at the start, you know, it was looking like a pretty decent. I think it was it this matchup that I had like 56 face-off wins after like Monday or something. I was like, this is wild. I can't remember. But anyways, prize banana rankings, I was number one coming in 11-0. Jeff was number six at 5-6.
Yeah, you did not have 56 face-off wins on Monday, but maybe by the end of the day, Tuesday or something. No, just 19 there too. I don't know what you're thinking of.
Maybe that was,
might have
too
been
many
last
weeks.
Matchup or something. Yeah, there's a lot going on. But we'll look at your strong performers here, led off by Evgeny Malkin. 2 goals, 4 assists, +3, a power play point, 18 shots, 24 face-off wins, 5 hits and 3 blocks. Those 18 shots led your team by a fair margin this week, and he's performing pretty well. I know Kopitar has had a couple of pretty big games as well since you and Ryan made that switch. But still, Malkin's playing well, which is good. Bo Horvat with another good week. 2 goals, 2 assists, +3, 7 shots, a whopping 47 faceoff wins, 2 hits and 4 blocks. Leon Draisaitl coming in with the 3 goals and 3 assists, 4 power play points. That Oilers power play is really clicking. 8 shots, 29 faceoff wins. Kucherov with 2 goals and 4 assists and 13 shots. Roman Josi, 2 goals, 3 assists with 14 shots. And Tavares with 2 goals and 3 assists as well. So a lot of strong performers offensively this week. And in net, it was a good week for the most part. Connor Hellebuyck, 2 games started, 1 win, a .153 goals against, and a .959 save. And Skinner and Brassois combined for 2 games started, 1 win, a .192 goals against, and like a .935 save percentage, somewhere around there. So strong goalie week for you overall.
Yeah, so far Skinner, I would say, is outperforming Vanacek, which disheartens me a little, but that's just life. On the other side for Manager Jeff, we have Braden Point, 4 goals, 5 assists, 3 on the power play, wow. 9 shots, 22 faceoff wins, 6 hits and a block. So he, I think that top line for Tampa had a pretty good week before they got benched in the third period in the one of their later games. Tyler Toffoli has been, although like his game log really doesn't look that great, but he's kind of been Calgary's saving grace here down the stretch when they do end up winning and sometimes. 3 goals, 1 assist, 2 power play points, 15 shots and 2 hits. Eric Karlsson had another 3 assists with 6 shots and 3 blocks. Jeff Petrie has been a great pickup for him. He had 4 assists, 10 hits, 4 blocks, 7 shots. TJ Oshie, 4 goals, 2 assists, 2 power play points, 13 shots, 8 faceoff wins, and 9 hits. That's a wild stat line. Probably his best week of the year, I would say. And then in net, Mr. Anderson of Carolina, two games started, got the one win, a 203 and a 923 save percentage.
It's a very Joe Pavelski type of stat line from TJ Oshie.
Yeah, from
there.
Oshie. Kinda... Yeah. Oh, and you know what? Shout out to Hedman here. He had 18 shots, 13 blocks, five hits, and a goal and an assist apiece.
And your weak performers, I don't know how many games you started him for, but Dylan Cousins, it looks like you,
I missed his hat trick.
20th to the 26th. Yeah, you did. You missed his four. Yeah. He had a 4-point game against it. But anyways, so I guess I can't give him the weak performance there. That's bad management. and Mo Sider, no points again. Did have 7 hits and 11 blocks. Jacob Trouba, no points, minus 4. He did contribute elsewhere, but that can be, you know, more harm than good. And then at the bottom here, trying to hide, Sam Reinhart, Jesper Brodin, and Andre Palat combined for 1 goal, minus 7, and, you know, 14 shots, but not enough to overcome the lack of point production and the plus minus. Vitek Vanacek did get one game started in a win, but a 291 goals against, not terrible, but the 864 save percentage is what you want to see improved.
Yeah, and I think this one, like, he had let in like 2 or 3 goals like within the first 10 minutes. I was like, great. But managed to shore it up through the rest of the game. On the weak side for manager Jeff, Robert Thomas was pointless, minus 2. Actually, this was just one game with 3 shots and 10 faceoff wins. Dylan Larkin, after signing his big contract in what looks like was 2 games, I think, was just at the, actually, no, I don't even know here. What was this time period?
20th to the 26th.
So Dylan Larkin, yeah, he played 3 games in here and just had the 1 assist, 7 shots, 22 faceoff wins.
He did only play 254 in that first game. I must have been. Is that the game he got suspended or he got kicked out for? Was it a cross check? Yeah, I don't remember.
I can't remember. So we scroll down. We had some people doing their part on the periffs. So we'll skip through that. We'll go right to the goalies here. Darcy Kuemper and Mr. Swayman on Boston having a tough go around here. 4 games started. They did get 2 wins, but had probably around a 465 goals against and an 850, 860 save percentage. So not the best week from his 2 goalies and definitely brought down Mr. Anderson.
Yeah, and then MVP, who are you going with here?
Oof.
It's a tough one.
It is a tough one.
I think I would give it to Hellebuck. I think so, just with the consistent, strong goaltending. You had so many good offensive players. I'm almost tempted to point as almost the J.S. Jaguar here, but with the 9-point outburst, but I can't and very well give it to him when he didn't.
Yeah, it would have been Hellebuck or Malkin for me, I think.
Yeah, that's good. But, good call.
Can't go wrong. We'll head into our second matchup of the week here featuring One Nut Wheeler, honk, honk, manager Neil taking on manager Jags with Big Cats back. This was a 6-4 win for manager Jager and keeps his playoff hopes alive as Neil was looking to play spoiler in terms of prize banana. Manager Jags was number 5 at 7-3-1 and Neil was 9th at 1-6-4. And it was pretty close here. They tied power play points. Jags won goals by 2. And they had tied game started as well. And some good goalie performances from both.
Yeah, really good goalie peripheral stats there. But we'll look at Neil's strong performers. Start with Brock Nelson, kind of an underrated center in this league, I would say. His current rating is 45th overall, so pretty impressive. But 3 goals, 2 assists, plus 4, power play point, 10 shots, 14 faceoff wins, a hit, and 2 blocks. Pettersson with another goal and 3 assists to go with 14 shots. And honorable mention to Jared Spurgeon with just 1 assist, but he was plus 5 shots, 4 hits, and 14 blocks. So, and Neil won blocks by 4. So that was his only double-digit blocker on his team. So kudos to him. Mikko Rantanen, two goals and an assist. And I almost missed Mr. Magic Mitch Marner. You see the no goals and you're tempted to skip by, but the eight assists, that brings you coming back. Plus six, a power play point, only four shots and two blocks. So he really relies on his point production for his fantasy value, as we've said a kajillion times. But eight assists, that's pretty awesome. And in net, good all around. Interesting that Binnington had three games started and no wins, but Gustafsson, Binnington, and Ranta combined for six games started, two wins, a 214 goals against, and a 940 save percentage. So highlighted by a shutout from Ranta. And man, if Gustafsson just hasn't been one of the most valuable, I don't even know if Neil drafted him or if he was picked
up. No, he didn't. I dropped him and Neil picked him up after. I don't remember if somebody had drafted him, but I picked him up off the waiver wire.
And he's got back-to-back shutouts in his, yeah. I mean, he did lose in a shootout to Calgary by the looks of it. But he has been incredible. I'm curious to see what his rank is over the last, 2 weeks or so.
Yeah, and Minnesota had a great week, as on the other side, Marc-Andre Fleury, two games started, two wins, a .96 and a .963. So that was big acquisition for manager Jags there. Huso didn't have a great week, but Vasilevskiy did. Three games started, two wins, a .231 and a .925 save percentage. On the skater side, we've got Sid the Kid. Crosby keeps going. One goal, three assists, minus one, two power play points, 11 shots, 42 face-off wins, four hits, two blocks. Philip Deneau had 3 points, one on the power play, five shots and 16 face-off wins. Carter Vishwagi with 11 shots, two of them found their way to tickle the twine. Shea Theodore, three assists, one on the power play,
sound like
ten
Joe
shots,
Bowen.
One hit and four blocks. As we come down here, Nico Hischier, 14 shots, two goals, an assist, and 41 face-off wins. Kreider had 3 points to go along with 11 shots and seven hits. So some good skater performances for manager Jakes as he... spoiler alert, but he has clinched his ticket. He's punched his ticket to the dance. And he's, their seating is still up for grabs, but it's very close.
Yeah, good for him. He's made a couple of acquisitions, only a couple of which have worked out so far. But it was funny. I was looking at Gustafsson and I was just thinking about how, the trade for Fleury might not have worked out so well. And then I didn't even realize Jags had Fleury. And I just looked, you started talking about him. It's a good thing I didn't rip on him too hard because he had a great week. Although both games were against Columbus, home and away. So I think that's kind of funny. Weak performers for manager Neil. Yanni Gord, that's got to be in just one game. Yeah, so let him off the hook there. Although he was minus eight on the week. Not for Neil. Neil didn't start him. But that's pretty impressive. William Karlsson, no points. Teravainen, no points. Kyle Palmieri, no points. Wheeler, Spurgeon, Forsling, Mangiapane, DeBrincat, all with just one assist. So, although Neil did end up with 26 assists, I guess a large part in thanks to Mitch Marner's outburst. But that's it. His goalies were good, as we already touched on.
And on the weak side for manager Jags, we'll start off with Timmy Stützle. Three games played, pointless, minus two. Just the seven shots, eight faceoff wins, two hits and a block. And he has been on a absolute tear lately. So that was a rough stretch for him. And then we had Tanner Jeannot. I think it was just two games as he then, I forget if he was sat for a bit while he was waiting to be traded. I can't quite remember. Or maybe he was waiting for a visa. No, that wouldn't make sense. He went from Nashville. I don't know. Was pointless and just had the five hits. Eric Halla, who was an addition over two games, was pointless with just the 12 faceoff wins. And as we scroll down, Aaron Ekblad had 11 shots, but was pointless in minus one in two games with just a hit and a block combined. So, as you said, some of those additions are taking a while to get warmed up.
And then who are we looking at for MVP here? Another pretty close matchup. I think I would lean probably towards Fleury.
Yeah, I'd agree. Even though, yeah, no, I think Fleury's got it. None of the skaters were popping out at me.
Yeah, well, we've been fortunate with some of the skater performances to win MVP over the last couple weeks. Some people have just blown up, but anyways, it's a big win for Jags. Congrats on clinching your playoff spot. So he'll be looking forward to that. And so I guess, I mean, I'm not sure what he has on the line for the upcoming rivalry week, but, easier, you rest a little bit easier not having to worry about getting into playoffs.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
And we'll, with that, we'll go into the next matchup, which is between manager Brendan and team DJ Zibanejad, Kaner and the Breadman, and manager Drew and team Ratman Returns. And this was an 8-3 victory for manager Brendan. Pretty close by the looks of it. He won assists by one, power play points by one, and they tied wins. It was pretty bad for both of them in goal, but Brendan was definitely worse. And Drew did win shots on goal by just one. So a couple of categories pretty close. In the prize banana rankings, Brendan was third at 8-2-1, and Drew was last at 1-8-1.
Yeah, looking at manager Drew's team here, he has been on a bit of a slide to end the season. Strom, Keller, and Line all had 3 points, as well as Mr. Justin Falk. Brad Marchand had a good week here, 2 goals, 2 assists, plus 5, 12 shots, and 1 faceoff win. Tyson Berry, I assume before the trade, 1 goal, 4 assists, 4 power play points, 10 shots, 3 hits, and a block. Patrice Bergeron, 47 faceoff wins, 10 shots, plus 5. 2 assists and a goal. Eric Gustafsson, 5 assists, 3 power play points, 5 shots, 4 blocks. And then in net, Linus Allmark, 2 games started. Both are wins, a 1.00 goals against and a 966 save percentage. So once again, he continues his strong play.
Yeah, strong is an understatement at this point. And yeah, Bergeron, those 47 faceoff wins were in only 3 games. 13, it's 20, and 14. And he's climbed his way up to 10th overall. He only has 48 points. It just seems he is plus 31. He gets a billion faceoffs, but still, that's pretty decent impressive. And he's an underrated shot volume. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
But we'll look at Brendan's strong performers. Nick Suzuki, haven't mentioned him in a while. 3 goals, 1 assist, plus 4, 5 shots. That's quite the shooting percentage. 31 faceoff wins, 2 hits, and 3 blocks. Jeff Skinner, 4 goals, 2 assists, 13 shots. Andre Svechnikov, 2 goals, 3 assists, plus 6, 9 shots, and 6 hits. And Patty Kane, I'm not sure if this is probably pre-trade. Wait, how does he have any? His game log is empty for the 20th to the 26th. How does he have 4 points?
Yeah, they've missed adding some of his games after he came back. Started.
He's played definitely before March 1st, right?
Yeah.
Trade deadline was.
Debut was against the Senators, which is the second, but there's a game in there that they're missing, I think, in that stretch.
Chicago, he must have missed because he wasn't sitting for, 2 weeks waiting for Chicago to trade him, was he?
It was a bit, but it wasn't as long as Chychrun, obviously.
Yeah. Anyways, it says he has 4 points, so it'd be wild if that was a stat correction waiting to happen, because that would take away Brendan's lead in assists and power play points. But I don't know where they would get those points from. That's the thing. Mika Zibanejad with 1 goal and 3 assists, 12 shots, 36 faceoff wins. And Max Domi, 3 goals, 2 assists, plus 1, 2 power play points, 13 shots, 28 faceoff wins. And his usefulness has kind of gone away a little bit since his trade to Dallas, seemingly. And in net, he's really on a bit of a roll now. Alexander Georgiev, two games started, two wins, a 1.0 goals against, and a 964 save percentage. Really challenging, kind of equaling out Allmark in this matchup, and that's all you can ask for.
Indeed. On the weak side, Dominik Kubalik was pointless, just the 3 shots, 3 hits, and 2 blocks. Pavelski was pointless, 6 shots, 7 faceoff wins, 5 hits. Jordan Kyrou, no points, a whopping -6, so that sucks. Yeah, Tolvanen has really come back down to earth. He was pointless, -5. Risto was pointless and -4, so some big minuses on the board resulting in that -9 for manager Drew. And then in net, Bobrovsky and Elliot the Moose combined for 3 games, 1 win. Oof, like a 5 goals against, maybe a 4 goals against, and I will say 880, 870 save percentage.
Which makes Bobrovsky sound worse than he was, but
yeah, it was Elliot got lit up. It looks like, I don't know if he was in for, yeah, he was in for all 7.
He must
goals,
have been in for all rough. 7. Yeah, that is. He's still 5% rostered though. People like taking swings on the goalies on good teams. Weak performers for manager Brendan. Jordan Staal with no points, but did have 30 faceoff wins and 4 hits. Brandon Tanev, no points and -2. Issa Lindell with no points. Gostis Bear, no points. Tori Krug, no points. Connor Clifton, no points. Owen Tippett with just the 1 goal. Jordan Eberle, just the 1 assist. And in net, it was all bad besides Georgiev, as Philip Grubauer and Tristan Jarry combined for 4 games started and 1 win. And a 575 goals against, somewhere around there, with 835 or 840 save percentage. So really canceling out Georgiev the other way on his own team.
Indeed. MVP, like, Georgiev did put up wild numbers, but manager Brendan didn't win any of the goalie categories. So I'm thinking either Svech or maybe even Mika or Skinner. I don't know. It's tough.
Yeah, I think I'm leaning towards Domi with the 2 power play points as well.
Ah, there you go. Sorry, I didn't scroll that far down. Yeah,
I know. Hiding at the bottom. Yeah, I do like Svechnikov in the +6, but his shot volume and hits just haven't, they weren't there that matchup. So another good week from Domi, and then he hit the wire pretty quickly thereafter.
Yeah, I believe manager Jeff is now the proud owner of him. We'll head into our next matchup featuring the 2 ambulance chasers. We've got manager Danny in his police car and manager Michael with hurting car, call him a car. I assume that lawyer chases ambulances. I don't know. Anyways, this one was a chance for Danny and Michael for, I don't know, bragging rights at this point. 6-4 win for manager Michael. Prize banana. Yeah, that's what it's for. It's always for the prize banana once you're out of it. Michael was 8th at 3-6-2. Danny was 10th at 1-8-2.
And yeah, this was a close one though. Michael won goals by 2, assists by 3, plus minus by 1. They tied shots on goal, tied game started, and well, I guess Danny won save percentage by 0.001. But pretty close, and Danny just won power play points by 1. Pretty close categories overall.
And looking at manager Michael's strong players, it's funny on Yahoo, they're like, oh, is McDavid going to get the Gretzky treatment, like breaking up his goals and assists? And everyone's like, actually, the McDavid owner in my league fucking sucks. And it looks like it's true in ours as well. But manager Michael with McDavid, 6 goals, 5 assists, +7, 4 power play points, 23 shots, 25 faceoff wins, 6 hits and a block. Kaprizov with 4 goals, 1 assist, +4, 1 on the power play, 15 shots, 9 hits and 7 blocks, which I don't know, maybe I've got the Don Cherry idea of Russian in my head too much here. Ryan Hartman with 2 goals and assists apiece, plus 3, 15 shots, 13 hits, 4 hits, 5 blocks. Kuznetsov, 2 goals, 3 assists, 1 on the power play, 10 shots, 26 faceoff wins. And then that's about it. It was not a great goalie week for manager Michael.
And for manager Danny, it starts with Nathan MacKinnon with 2 goals and an assist. Jack Hughes with a goal and 4 assists. Nino Niederreiter with 3 goals. Kyle Connor with a goal and 3 assists, but still managed to go minus 5. Noah Hanifin, 4 assists. And Ryan O'Reilly, 3 goals and an assist for the Maple Leafs. And then in net, just got the 3 games started. Both managers did. This was a very low goalie playing week, but Mads Sogard had a good game. Just the 1 game, got the win, a 2.00 goals against and a .938 save percentage. So Ottawa's going to need a little more from him, potentially, with Cam Talbot being on the shelf for the next 3 weeks, by the sounds of it.
On the goalie side for manager Michael, we had DeSmith, Ingram, and Yari combined for just the 3 starts, the 1 win, a .393 goals against, and the .881 save percentage. And then on the skater side, we'll start off with team namesake Cale Makar putting up dashes across this entire stat line. Some people will say it's because he didn't play a game. I say it's because he sucks. And then we got Matty Beniers, who did play at least 1 game here. Pointless, minus 1, 2 shots a goal, 10 faceoff wins. That looks like it was in multiple games, actually. At least 3? I don't know. Math's never been my strong suit. As we scroll down, we've got Dmitry Orlov, who went from a nobody and then exploded on Team Boston. But while he was not there, he was pointless, minus 2, 2 shots, and 5 hits. Robbie Fabry and was pointless. Dickinson and Miller both just had the 1 assist. Obviously, Miller got traded there. But yeah, not the best week for manager Michael.
Yeah, and Orlov really has just blown up over the last 3 games. It doesn't really make any sense. But weak performers for manager Danny. Noel Achary, no points, but did have 13 hits. That's what he's there for. Pavel Buchnevich, that's got to be just 1 game. Who else do we got here? Huberdeau, hopefully that's more than 1 game. But I doubt it is. 1 goal. What is that? 3.
That's 3 games. Yeah, he had the 2.
It is 3 games. 1 goal, 3 shots, 1 faceoff win, 2 hits and a block over 3 games. That is maddening. Man, I have no idea where he's going to get drafted next year. Someone will take a shot on him, but man, has he been bad. Sam Girard, no points as well. And Keandre Miller, no points and minus 5. Claude Giroux was traded, and I think he did relatively well otherwise. So can't fault him too much this week. In net, Vitek Vanacek, he showed up in both lists, playing very well, but he's got the 1 game started, no win, a 4.01 goals against, and a .765 save percentage. So at least he stepped up his game a little bit for you and got to a .291 and an .864.
He has yet to have his best save percentage on my team is .864. I'm like, thanks, buddy. And then, of course, lets in that last-minute power play goal against the Leafs. But I digress. MVP, got to be Mickey D over here. Are you going anywhere else?
No, at 11 points. I was just looking at Skinner's. Skinner's getting all the starts in Edmonton now, all too. So he's and Campbell is brutal. But McDavid, 11 points. Can't say much else about that. Just too good for everyone. And with that, we will head into our next matchup. One of the closest matchups of the week. This was between manager Matt T and team Stash Poppy, Matt Poppy, and manager Ryan and team Stammer Time. This was a 6-5 victory for manager Ryan. He really just eked it out here. They tied power play points. He won faceoff wins by 2. wins by one, and then Matt T just won save percentage by 0.006. But yeah, very close matchup between these two, and Matt T might have left it all out on the floor for this one.
Yeah, I was pulling for Matt Poppy Stash Poppy, as that would have made it the final matchup between Ryan and I for first place, which would have been great, but unfortunately that was not the case, or at least guaranteed that it would have been. But yeah, very close. Did you do prize banana?
I did not. We'll talk about
Ryan
the prize banana.
Ryan came in fourth at 8-3, and Matt Poppy came in at seventh at 4-6-1.
And we'll look at Matt T's strong performers here. We will start with William Nylander. 2 goals, 4 assists, +4 in 12 shots. Let's see. Jamie Benn continues his strong season with 1 goal and 3 assists, +2, 7 shots, 16 faceoff wins, and 2 hits. And Vinny Trocheck with 4 goals and an assist. In net, Ilya Samsonov, playing his best when the Leafs have needed him the most. 3 games started, 3 wins, a .166 goals against, and a .940 save percentage.
And in net, answering the bell, although kind of, but not quite, Soros, he did get 3 starts, 3 wins, and a .260 and a .911. So that ain't too bad. Pastrnak, 3 goals, 1 assist, +2, a whopping 15 shots, 3 hits, and 2 blocks. We had a smattering of players here with 3 points. So we'll go to Chris Letang, who's been money for him, had a monster fucking hit game versus me. 9 hits last night. Go fuck yourself. 2 goals.
That's the biggest
two
one
assists,
all season for him,
2 power play points, 9 shots. He only had 1 hit in this matchup. and then Anthony Cirelli had 3 goals, 7 shots. Kadri had 3 assists, 14 shots, and the rest chipped in, but nothing special.
Weak performers for manager Matt T. Dubois with just the 1 goal. Peyton Krebs with 1 assist. Tarasenko and Pionk each with 1 assist and -3. Devin Toews just 1 assist. A lot of people not chipping in too much. Brendan Dillon, no points, -4. Bukestad, no points. Colin Murphy, no points. Sam Lafferty, no points. So, and then in net, Phoenix Copley and Jack Campbell, the aforementioned Jack Campbell. 3 games started, no wins. Holy, how do I average that out? Campbell with a .925 goals against and a .714 save percentage. And Copley with a .307 goals against and an .879 save percentage. So I'll save face for Copley and not balancing that out and making it seem like both of them let in a billion goals. Oh man, 4 goals on 14 shots for Campbell. Ugh.
Not good. Right. On the weak side for manager Ryan, Barkov just the 1 game, but was -1. And then he was injured. Adam Larson.
Not happy about that trade, eh? Just the 1 game, but we'll rip him apart anyways.
pointless. -6. He did have 6 hits and 7 blocks and 8 shots, so I guess not too bad there. Josh Morrissey, -5. I wish that could be happening in my matchup here. That was 2 games. He was pointless. 3 shots, 3 hits, 4 blocks. And then we'll skip the rest as they're just but in net, Ottinger, 2 games started, 1 win, a .297 goals against, and a .909. And Markstrom was saving all his love for me. 2 games started, no wins, a .407 and an .818 save percentage.
It's a little harsh on Ottinger there, but I sense the tension. And yeah, Markstrom with the, 40 save shutout against you last night.
And they called back an OT goal on Minnesota, and then they went in the shootout, and I was like, ah.
Bittersweet for a secondary Calgary fan, I'm sure. MVP on this one, who did you go with?
MVP, excellent
question.
This is
a tough one.
It is a tough one because none of manager Ryan Skaters. He had a lot of decent performances, not any great ones. I'll probably go Soros. There's three wins, three goals. I don't know.
I'll go with Kopitar just because he led the team in faceoff wins and Ryan won faceoff wins by two.
Sure. Fair.
But
always love to see my boy get that respect.
Yeah, and seven blocks for Kopitar too. That's pretty impressive.
I think he's second or third out of forwards on blocks.
Very even point distribution in this one.
Indeed. So we'll head into our final matchup of week 19 featuring yours truly, Manager Matt with the real Slim Brady versus Manager Mitch with Top Shifley. This could potentially be a first round playoff matchup. We had you winning 8-4. So Manager Mitch did not win out, if you haven't been keeping track at home. In terms of prize banana, this was you were second at 9-2, and Manager Mitch was 11th at 1-8-2. As I'm getting my notes from my monitor down here.
And yeah, so we'll look at Mitch's strong. I guess it was actually a relatively close matchup. Let me see. Do I take that back right away? Yeah, I kind of do. Mitch won assists by one, and everything else was relatively well in the bag. It'll be interesting. It's interesting here listening about Sorokin in this matchup. But we will start with Mitch's strong performers. Ryan Nugent-Hopkins with a goal and two assists and two power play points. That's all he could muster with McDavid's 11-point week. We have Charlie McAvoy with five assists plus two, four shots, five hits, and eight blocks. Nick Paul with a goal and two assists, DeBrusk with two goals and an assist, and Andrew Kopp with a goal and two assists as well. And that is it. Certainly not talking about any of those goalies in the strong performers.
On the other side, you had a great little crease production. Just the three games started, but all wins. Husso and Sorokin combined for a 1.33 goals against, roughly, and a 960 save percentage, if I'm doing that math right. On the skater side, we have Tage Thompson, four goals, four assists, plus three, two power play points, 16 shots, 30 faceoff wins, and four hits. Jack Eichel, my boy, three goals, one assist, one on the power play, 14 shots, 26 faceoff wins, and four hits. He's kind of fucking over Chandler Stephenson at the moment. Mr. Backlund continued his great stretch for you. Three goals, two assists, two on the power play, 17 shots, 36 faceoff wins, and eight hits. And as we scroll down, Morrissey, before he was traded, had three assists, two on the power play. And Matt Martin, he's normally there for hits, but he had two assists plus four, eight shots, eight hits, and two blocks. So nice little pickup that week.
Yeah, man, if Michael Backlund isn't the model of consistency for shooting volume, if you look at his game log, it is wild. Just all fours and fives, just about. He has cooled off a little bit recently, but he's been a very good pickup. Manager Mitch and his weak performers, Rupe Hintz with just the one goal, Martin Nekash, one goal, Braden McNabb with just the one assist, but he did have 11 hits and eight blocks. Josh Manson, one assist. I don't know how many games that was in, though. Looks like that was in two games, but he did contribute elsewhere. Artem Zub, no points. Jason Dickinson, no points. Ryan Pulock, no points. And those are probably people you would expect to get no points. And in net, I alluded to it earlier, but this was a rough one. Sorokin, Shesterkin, Carter Hart, and Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen. The worst of the bunch by a country mile. The one game started and 1975 goals against and a 600 save percentage. But the lot of them combined for seven games started, one win, a 449 goals against and an 843 save percentage. So
it's like when you buy everything off the trolley and the chocolate frog jumps out the window.
Except they're no all bueno. Everything jumps out the window. The trolley lady just throws it all out the window before you even get a chance.
That'd be hilarious. That'd be a dark angle if she was just like this absolute child abuser on the train they were stuck with. Anyways,
then you'd have to Avada Kedavra her, of course. It's the only acceptable solution.
Oh, I need to watch those again. They're so great. Anyways, MVP, or did I talk about weak players for you? I don't think I did. I did not. We'll start off with Chandler Stephenson, although he was traded in this matchup, so can't hate him too much. Pointless, just the two shots, eight faceoff wins. Andre Palat, who was traded, never mind, he was pointless.
Big roster to look at.
It is a very big roster. Drew Doughty was traded. Graves, oh, I think he
no no traded. Drew Doughty, oh, no, stayed. Yeah.
Doughty stayed. Doughty stayed, the doughboy. He was pointless, plus two, six shots, two hits, five blocks. Who wasn't traded? Holy shit balls.
Doughty just sometimes has random games where he flashes back to the beautiful Drew Doughty of old, and then he goes back to sucking. So
yeah,
just an FYI for everyone else out there.
I would say, you know what, the rest of the team probably demoralized that their GM threw in the towel on what could have been a three-peat of a season.
Still could
so
be.
So you know what, I'm not going to call it. Still could be, you're right. You know what, the boys don't think you believe that, though, so that's always got to be tough.
The boys.
The boys.
All the meetings that we have with our teams. And
they're calling some player-only meetings.
The counseling that we have. Yeah.
They're going to the owner. They're going to the commish. They're like, hey, can we fire this GM? And I'm like, oh, maybe.
They're going to the commissioner. They're going to the owner and the GM. Bad news. It's all me. You got a problem with my boss? I'll meet you in the other room and you can tell it to me again.
I mean, have you seen that one where the Karen wants to speak to the girl's boss and so she just does the circle?
Yeah.
Oh, and I'm so confused. Like, it seems like they're in a restaurant and the lady wants to rent yachts.
Yeah.
But anyways, that's neither here nor there. Do we do MVP? I don't think we have yet.
We have not yet. And
I want to go Sorokin, but Tage was pretty good too.
Yeah, it's. I mean, Backlund and Eichel were good. Obviously, Tage was the standout. He's also 30 faceoff wins is sneaky for Tage. He is normally not a faceoff guy, and he had a pretty good week for him for sure. He's
kind of dropped four back games, down to normal. But yes, yeah.
Yeah, but he did 13. He had a 13 faceoff win game, and I was like, holy Toledo, if he starts winning faceoffs, watch out, world. But he's kind of back to normal. I think
these Yahoo stats are just purposely fucking with me. No, okay. Yeah,
I think
we're good.
Sorokin's probably the pick here.
I agree.
Especially because I only was able to get three games started.
You did need the three starts, but I mean, who you were playing again? Manager Mitch's goalies never left the dressing room. So nice to have that performance from Sorokin as he heads out the door.
Mm-hmm.
So that completes our week 19 recap. Shall we run through the power rankings?
Sure, yeah. And we'll start at number... Let me see if I can read this in this little chat here. Confusing me.
Tier 5 coming in at the bottom. Number 12, Manager Mitch with Top Shifley.
And in number 11, we have Manager Drew with Team Ratman Returns.
And coming in at number 10, Manager Matt Poppy, Stash Poppy. I have the poll up. And see, that's exactly how it's supposed to be done. You know, because we're always like Manager Matt K, Manager Matt T. And I was like, why don't we just call him Manager Matt Poppy? So it's like, you know, Manager that's Matt fair. Poppy, Stash Poppy. But the poll's up. We'll see what the boys say, and then we'll ignore it.
Yep, of course, because there's no wrong way. That's what we decided the other week. So whatever feels right. And at number 9, at the top of tier 5, we have Manager Danny and Team Gritty.
Bad boys. I wish I could remember what the cop theme I thought of that I was like, ooh, that would actually really work. It will come to me. at the sole owner of tier 4, number 8, Manager Neil with One Nut Wheeler.
Ha, ha.
And the proud owner of an interview podcast that may never be aired because
I know. Yeah, we had Mr. Neil on the air.
It was great.
Yeah, I'm sure you guys will love to hear it.
Especially if you've got a lot of free airtime that you're looking to fill about a bunch of content that you may not have any knowledge of or interest in. But anyways, at number 7, we have manager Michael and team Hurtin' a Car, Call McCarr.
Ooh, somebody's listened to that ad since. That was the bottom of tier 3, by the way. Coming in at number 6, manager Jeff with A Whole New World.
Beautiful.
Thanks.
Canada's Got Talent's starting up soon.
Oh, my goodness.
I know you're ready in your pizza hoodie. Yeah, we should do a live podcast from the stage and see how long it takes them to kick us out. Okay, guys, we got a 50
intro.
Minute.
You'd be intrigued.
Yeah, we got a 50 minute. Oh. Yeah, exactly. Especially when we try and talk over each other as much as we do. I'm sure it would. I could see Terry Crews in this. I don't think he does Canada's Got Talent. Whoever the host
even
is,
know who's not the host there.
And at number 5, we have manager Brendan and team DJ Zibanejad, Kaner, and the Breadman.
At the top of tier 3, coming in at number 4, manager Ryan with Stammer Time.
And at number 3, we have manager Jags and team Big Cats Back. Well,
that was the sole owner of tier 2. At the bottom of tier 1, we've got yours truly, what's his name? The real Slim Brady, manager Matt.
And at number 1, we have yours truly, manager Steele and team Nelly Spaghetti, for which we don't have a sound or we don't have anything to go. It's just Nelly Spaghetti.
Nelly Spaghetti. Like,
is that what we should say? Make it sound Nelly like Spaghetti. It's a, oh, Welly. Nelly Spaghetti. Oh, and then have the circle close in on her face to goes to credits.
The pot over here. we're pumping out the content here as we come into the final week of the regular season. Very exciting stuff. Still got multiple playoff spots up for grabs, and the seeding is all but not determined. So we'll be keeping our eye on closely there. But thanks for tuning in. Have a great week, and good luck.
Bye-bye.